Okay, I'm going to try that again. Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to a very, very special episode of Sex Talk. As you point out, Dr. Sexopoulos, this is the first Sex Talk of not only the new millennium, but...
of George W. Bush's America.
Exactly. And I would like to say a very special welcome to Colin Powell. Is there some sort of gay thing about... what? What are you doing?
Sorry, that's my hand. Ignore it.
Our producer's making some kind of... I have a choice between either, like, doing the show or, like, doing some kind of J.O. thing with my producer. He gave me some kind of signal, which I think, you know...
Sorry, talking with the other people in the studio.
That's what happened to me at the Fruit Loop, too. I was like...
Hello, it's walking, all about me.
Walking through the park.
My selfish needs.
So, Colin... Why isn't it just Colin? Is it just some kind of gay...
I knew another guy in college whose name was spelled the same way. It was also pronounced Colin.
Really?
They're not the same person.
Okay.
So it's
you know,
more
actually,
than one.
I had a roommate in college named Carl. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I should get his real name or not.
Sure.
Carl Fox was his real name. But he decided that on the first day of college, he was going to pick a cool new hip nickname.
Right.
And the nickname he picked was BJ. Right? So everybody called him BJ. And
the perfect roommate for you, DJ 2000. Did he also have a monkey sidekick?
He did. Well, actually, there were two monkeys. It was weird because, like, one... finish the story for me. I don't remember what I was going with that.
Well, there's the bear, right? Wasn't that one of the BJ?
BJ and the bear?
Yeah monkey sidekicks.
Okay.
One of the, you know... Wasn't it, like, truckers and monkeys?
BJ was a trucker.
Ah, the 70s. We do miss them.
But, I mean, was that one of these kind of deliberate TV things? Like, you know, Wally and the Beaver, like...
BJ and the Bear?
Well, you know, there was always Leave It to Beaver references, like, you know, G. Ward, I think you were really hard on the Beaver last night. I mean, the double entendre in the Beaver Cleaver,
yeah.
I mean...
BJ, you were awful hard on the monkey last night. Or, that didn't really make sense, but thanks for laughing.
Oh, I forgot to do this thing. This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
I can see the new millennium is off to the same staggering...
Jackass
start as we had last year.
You know, it might seem like we don't have a guest, but we do. We have a very, very, very special guest.
We have two guests.
Well, we have a guest and his little monkey co-host.
We have a special guest.
We have... our special guest tonight is Adam. Adam is an internet celebrity, international raconteur, youth...
counselor?
Representative for the grunge...
for Grange.
And an accomplished asphyxiator.
That's right. We like to think that Adam puts the ass in asphyxiation. And so, Adam, welcome to the show. We're very glad to have you. Sorry that it took so long to get going, but it's because I'm hurt. I'm delirious.
That's right.
you can refer to me that as DJ Percodan because of my paralyzing injury that I had earlier today. But enough about me. You could ask me about how I'm doing.
How are you doing?
I'm okay for now.
So how did this injury come about? Was there some?
No. Well... we can talk about me. Well, let's save that story. Let's just jump in. Well, I slipped. I slipped on a patch of ice. I fell.
Oh, you can do better than that. You slipped on a puddle of
manchowder
at the steam baths.
I was trying to orally pleasure four men simultaneously, and...
you got whiplash.
Adam, so...
welcome to our professional show.
Thanks so much for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us. So, Adam, when I was going through your life story with you in the pre-show interview, the thing that struck me most was my favorite topic, webcam, your webcam celebrity status. Now, many people have webcams, but yours is very special, I understand. first of all, I want you to tell us a little bit about this. I mean, do you have, like, some people, like, turn their webcam into their life. They write diaries. They have little webcam pen pals. They, you know, they log everything they eat, everything they do throughout the day, and you become a part of your life. Is that kind of what, does your webcam break the fourth wall of your dorm room?
It was supposed to be my life every day in activities. Actually, it was supposed to be for my ex-boyfriend. We had an open relationship, but he didn't trust me all the time.
Wow.
So it was my way for him to keep an eye on me, so he could watch me 24/7 to see if I was cheating or not, which I didn't understand. But the day I set it
that's
up...
That's creepy.
Yeah. It was just so he could, like, you know, keep an eye on me and make sure I wasn't having sex with other men. But
you just I won't bother to punch the holes in that tissue thin veil of.
Right, I mean, unless this webcam is like head mounted, it's right. Not, it doesn't go everywhere.
Couldn't
with you.
Go into the next room and well, suck off the entire Steelers team?
No, in my pit dorm, it's the size of a closet, basically. Yeah. So one cam actually covers the entire room.
But it doesn't cover the entire, like, you understand
world.
That there's more to the world than your dorm room.
Oh, true. Well,
the bathroom?
Yeah.
The laundry room?
Yeah, the bathroom, basically. But
the hot tub?
The cathedral?
Yeah, true. But, I mean, I don't know. At the time, it was a good idea. I mean, that night he broke up with me.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It was a deranged idea from the beginning.
The question is, did your boyfriend fall for it? That's the key.
No, he broke up with me that night.
The first night you had the webcam?
Yeah.
Why? How many guys were you having sex with?
No. What did he no say? One. He just... Yeah. It was just after 8 months, he decided this wasn't meant to be. So
he was really a nutball.
He was a jack, you know. Well, anyhow.
Jack of all trades.
Yeah, that too.
Jack and ape.
But,
you can say jackass, I think.
I can say jackass?
I'm not sure.
Well, it's a slang for a donkey.
Is this?
Right?
Okay, yeah. Sure. I'll go for that. But so he broke up with me. And then I turned it into an easier way for me to meet men.
Oh, okay.
And hook up. So people.
Do you know if he goes back to watch? So is it like?
No, I don't think he does.
A grudge cam now for you?
He doesn't like. He doesn't like the webcam. Actually, he doesn't like the idea of it. So he doesn't watch me at all. So, he's very closeted, and he's afraid that if I show my little
penis?
My little Adam on penis. I wasn't sure what all we could say on the radio.
Well, we're here to test the boundaries, right?
Okay.
I'm here to help you. I'm your living human lexicon. If you have a question.
Okay.
Penis. Adam's penis.
I wasn't sure if I could.
You can call it Little Adam if you like that.
Little Adam. I like, actually, well.
Adam's Little Elvis.
Little Elvis. I could call him Little Elvis. But,
Now, from what I've seen on the webcam, Little Adam isn't so little.
Little Adam's nice sized. I'm not complaining. I
mean, have you heard that before? Have you got an email from people saying?
Yeah. People, like, yeah.
Is that real?
People think I put the camera too close or I blow it up. I'm like, and I'm like, no, that's the actual size.
You should have some sort of reference item there, like, you know.
I should, like a Coke ball. Can or something.
Like the archaeologist rulers they always have next to artifacts
right,
they photograph
right.
At digs,
true.
Right?
That way they can measure it.
CCM Adam.
Someone shows.
Look, I'm delirious. I hurt myself. I could have had a concussion. And then
you might.
Huh.
How many webcam stars are there here in the room for you, DJ Back Injury? anyway, it was supposed to be a seeing double joke.
Yeah,
it didn't
work.
I'm sorry.
I kind of got it, but
I fell too and hit my head. Sorry,
I didn't introduce you. My malfunctioning co-host is Dr. Sexopolis. Welcome back. And I don't know if we picked a special Jackass Radio name for you. Do you have a Jackass Radio name?
No.
Okay.
DJ cool. Mute. I'm just going to be quiet.
Okay.
Well, there you've ruined it.
Sorry.
This whole story. So you were. What grade were you in? I mean, this was in college.
I'm a sophomore, so it was this year.
And the long distance person, was that like your high school boyfriend, or like did you move? Were you boyfriends and then you moved away to go to college or what?
No, this boyfriend was. We had met in May, and we had an 8-month relationship over the summer and into beginning of this year, and that's why I had the cam, and then he broke up with me. And I moved on.
I just don't get why. Is it because he fears technology?
No.
There's been no reason for the breakup.
It was more me. He was jealous of me. Like, he thought I would sleep around too much.
Mm. And that turned out to be dead
true. Well, it depends how you define much. I'd say I'm friendly, but I don't know.
Well, the world could probably use more friendly people like you.
It could use more friendly people.
So anyway, so you got started in this webcam thing like in September, and so but you decided to continue it. You decided even
though
this guy was gone.
I thought for fun, you know, they could like people could watch me like live my life. I mean, a boring life it is, but they could watch me, they could watch my pet fish, just the usual everyday stuff.
So you didn't intend this to be a like gay sex webcam so much as just
not at first,
like,
no
webcam.
Right. It was just supposed to be my life.
Did you have night vision so that people watch you sleeping?
No, I actually left the lights on at night. So
wow,
people,
that's dedication.
It was. So you watch me all the time in my room. And people would watch me sleep, and they'd write me emails saying, you're so beautiful when you sleep, and I wish I was there beside you to hold you, and And they would send pictures, and I was
the magic band.
Yeah, I was glad they weren't there to hold me. I was, well, I'm glad they're in Tennessee or some far distant state, not stalking me.
So this is Al Gore, you mean?
Yeah. Well,
I want to hold you like a baby.
Okay.
That's when you bought the 100-pack of do-it-yourself restraining orders.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you gotten any stalker action because of this? Has anybody?
No.
Other than me, that is.
Pitt security is really good.
So you still live on campus?
Oh yeah, I live in the big phallic-shaped towers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Pitt administration would be upset to learn that you had this?
I think they'd be worried that I was using up their broadband technology and wasting their bandwidth. But
well, think of it this way: it's fine. It's good that Pitt is a producer of porn, right? Because I'm sure they're a net consumer in vast quantities.
True.
So it's just it's evening the trade imbalance.
I don't know.
Giving something back to the community.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So do you happen to know, in line with this question, do you happen to know whether the university knows about your actions and whether other students? So you got any like bad?
I know
mojo from the other students.
My friends all know I have it, but I mean, I don't think that people in general know about it. I had sex with a friend online with it. I kind of took his virginity that night.
Whoa, on cam.
Yeah.
Wow, how very American Pie.
Actually, yeah. I got a lot of emails after that saying you should invite your friend over more often. It's just like, he's really cute.
He's got fan mail too. Wow.
Yeah. Actually, my ex-boyfriend took pictures of it so that he could blackmail me. But
so he does watch the cam.
Yeah. And we had a fight after that, too. So.
Wow. This man has a bitter little heart, doesn't he?
He does.
What's his email address? Sorry. Well,
I think your boyfriend's got some just problems making simple logical connections. I mean, you can't blackmail someone with pictures that they're broadcasting over the internet. I mean, who's getting the show? Like the people that don't have the internet, or
I think he's waiting
Band
for like
tribesmen.
I think he's waiting for if I succeed, though. You know, like someday and actually make a name for myself, and people are like, this is what Adam did when he was in college.
I think naked webcams are going to be like the pot smoking of the 90s and aughts, right? Like,
oh god, yeah.
If you do get into politics in 30 years, the fact that you had a nude webcam won't be any more of a. You'll just say, oh, I didn't. Ejaculate on camera, and that'll be, oh, okay, very Clintonian.
Wasn't it Dr. Laura that had the naked pictures of herself and
yes.
everything? Yeah, so.
That was a youthful indiscretion. Well, a pretty skanky indiscretion, too. Editorialized for a moment. Yes.
Nasty.
I'm sorry, why was that? I've seen the pictures, and see, the thing is,
she's just a bit of a, like, skank.
The indiscretion may be over, but the skank continues.
Right.
You know, I don't know what the word skank, is she just not attractive?
Yeah, just
was she
scrawny, bad hair, had the look of, like, someone strung out on crank in a cheesy hotel room. Like, it was...
She looked anorexic, I thought. Like,
yeah, it was very low-grade amateur porn. It was
nasty. Was bad.
Dr. Laura.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put that mental image back into your head. Another 10 hours of therapy. You can charge it to my account. So anyway, so how did you let people know about this webcam? This is a very pedestrian detail, but I'm interested. Do you just, like, tell people, like, your friends, or is there some web log or web ring you can submit this
well,
to? Or?
On my buy list, on my away message, I actually put down, like, this is my webcam site. That way they can watch me to see if I'm in my room. Or what I'm doing, so my friends can check in on me to make sure I'm okay. And also, like, it's like a site called Camerades, which like anyone that has a webcam can actually do it. And there's different groups, like college groups. I think there's like a gay group. I think I'm in both of those. There used to be a sex group, but it got shut down for some reason.
I think there's some kind of like IRC channel that like alerts whenever there's penis on a webcam because. I can be looking at his site to see if he's there, and he's just sitting there talking, no problem. The minute his pants come off, boom, you can't get on the website.
Well, we only have like 20 users at a time.
Yeah, but they all know. There's 20 other people that know.
I'll go from like 5 users to 20 as soon as I stand up and pull my pants down. But and then like
what
it freezes up. I know. It's amazing.
How to make friends.
I could run for president someday.
Just pull
pull my pants down.
Right in the middle of the debates.
Look at this.
If only Al Gore had tried that.
So is this true, DJ Prokodan? Like there's some game service or IRC channel, which...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to encourage our listeners to call in and let us know about this, because yeah. I don't know. I actually was going to ask sort of a
sounds
meta...
Like a call, sounds like a need that Zephyr could fulfill.
Perhaps. If you want to call in, by the way, and ask Adam your most burning questions, the institution...
Phone number?
621-9728. That's 412-621-WRCT.
Sorry to interrupt your meta comment there. I was talked all over you. My, like I said, I'm malfunctioning.
This could be a big ass whooping in store for you after the show. the thing that when you started talking, the thing that I realized is that kids these days aren't like kids in my era when I went to college. Like, here's what's missing in your life. Well, here's what you have in your life. Like, all your friends, you said the way people know about it is that I put it on my away message and my buddy list. Like, you know. Are all your friends wired? Is everyone just like chatting all evening every day on AIM or IRC or whatever?
Before I had my webcam, I had like 15 people, I think, on my buddy list. They were all my close friends, and that way they could know about my site. But since I advertise my username on the webcam, I have like 140 people on my buddy list that talk to me with throughout the day. And that way they get their information about me and see where I am. And
second question. When I went to college, everyone, you know, most of my friends would have been sort of like freaked out by me like jacking off every night on the webcam and like revealing my homosexuality and all that. Like, aren't some of your friends, do any of your friends like have a problem with this and they're like, that's gross, or they think you're,
well,
do you have no homophobic friends like I did?
Some, but I don't know if they actually check my site. My best friend Melissa, she at first was like, she has seen my penis many of times before. Mm. She was the first little freaked out that I was, you know, jerking off.
Whipping it out.
Whipping it, yeah.
World.
Masturbating.
The world.
In front of everybody, yeah. But since then, she's actually seen another guy perform fellatio on me.
Mm.
For about 2 minutes. So.
And in person?
In
or
person. Oh, yeah. We were in the dorm room, and she was there with a gay friend of hers and then me and...
This is so different from my college life, not just in the AIM broadband access way, but in so many ways.
But do you and your friends, before the webcam, did you, like, not hang out? Instead of, like, all going to some central location and hanging out, you would run back to your rooms and message each other? Is that, like, the interaction?
Well, some of my friends go to different colleges, so it's a way for us to keep in contact. Others of us are just too lazy to actually leave our dorm rooms. But, yeah.
It's a brave new world.
Do you have lots of friends on your floor, or do you shun them?
I kind of shun some of them.
Lord, do you have a sign on your door that says, if you want to talk to me, my AOL name is my webcam?
The ones on my floor actually, that I talk to actually do have my AOL screen name. But I don't talk to the one kid because after this one incident we had, we fought. We had a threesome, and we fought afterwards. This is a long story, which... It's not about my webcam.
But it's about sex.
It's about sex, though.
Let's turn the detail knob all the way up on that threesome story.
Oh,
to steal one of DJ Prokodan's lines.
It's just, I was supposed to have sex with a friend of mine, and we went to his friend's room, who lives on my floor.
I have to interrupt you already. You were supposed to have sex? I mean, like,
he was coming over for sex.
I mean, so people take an appointment. Do you have a secretary that handles this, or is it all like
I have a little black book
on the web, or is
Microsoft Outlook handle all this for you?
I wish, but
meeting organizer.
There should be something better. Like, you can keep track of all your men and like the buddy list names, and like with all the different like site names that they have. I mean, I can't keep track of all of them.
This sounds like, you know, the next breakthrough for Napster, or the next Napster,
Sexter. So anyway, so you had arranged to have sex
with
friend A, and
you
went to friend B's.
We went to friend B's room. We were talking for about half an hour and an hour. And my friend originally that I was supposed to have sex with, we started fooling around in front of our other friend. And one thing led to another, and we had sex with him. It was horrible sex with the threesome. But then the two of us went back to my room, and I don't know how, like, we had man sex. This is two of us, and that was a lot better.
Man sex.
And that
sounds like from a 1940s science fiction novel.
Sorry. Shut up.
No, I like that term. I like I know, you're trying to be delicate
and
save the
FCC
sensibilities.
Yeah. So, and the man sex was good man sex?
It was very good man sex. It was.
But it was still, wasn't it man sex when there were three of you?
But no, because it was more oral pleasures. Because the third kid was, like, really innocent, supposedly.
It was man sex sans penetration.
Well,
so.
Yeah.
So when you say man sex, do you mean anal sex?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what
I like man sex better, personally.
Well, yeah, okay. I mean, we can use the term man sex. I just want
to... Yeah, I don't know.
It's very Tom of Finland, man sex.
Well, you can have oral sex with a girl, so, I mean, man sex is more... I guess you can have man sex.
Yes. You can have anal sex with women, too. They also have butts.
Anyhow.
True fact. So, anyway. So, you went back. You had some...
We had man sex.
Hot man sex. Yeah. And in the post-coital bliss, you were saying, boy, that was some awful...
Yeah,
girly sex we had earlier.
It was. It was really bad because the kid got off, but we didn't. So.
And then
so,
third guy got mad.
And so the third guy somehow found out about the fact that you guys got stunk. And
yeah, and like it turned out that the third guy and the other guy were supposedly dating a little bit later, and they formed like this ban against me, which I really didn't care. So we didn't talk for the longest time.
But they probably watched your webcam.
I think they did, actually.
Don't you have server logs and so forth? Can't you tell?
I can check IP addresses. But that means I have to, like, know your IP address to see if you're logged in or not. And that's too much work. I'm too lazy
for
that.
You kids these days.
I know.
With your baggy pants on loud music. No sense of work. No sense of...
Naked webcams.
Naked webcams. It's fun.
So we had an open door policy, right? You opened your door when you wanted your friends to come by. You just have the naked webcam policy. If I'm naked on my webcam, come on in.
They can see if I'm actually, like, dressed or not and... if they want to come in or not. I mean, it's up to them. I mean,
so have you met other webcammers?
I don't enjoy watching people's webcams at all. I think it's boring. That's just my personal prerogative, so I've never really met them.
But
I'm just looking at your list. Well, maybe you'd want to.
Sorry, are you trying to jump in here, DJ Perkin?
He keeps looking at me longingly like, I want to say something, shut up.
No, well, it's not that, it's just that I'm just, you know, I mean, maybe I should just accept this and get over it, but what did I do during my 4 years of college, my four long, long years of college?
Believe me, I'm weeping inside also.
I didn't even have sex.
I just read that a couple students at my I just read that a couple students at my alma mater, Yale, have recently made a porno movie. Like, yeah. Actually have really done it.
Like on campus?
Yes, in the library.
My.
In the stacks.
We had the...
And so, like, I am just weeping on the inside because this. I'm a sad clown because I never had sex in the library.
Maybe we should all go back to undergrad and do it again.
Yes. Nothing's more attractive than a bunch of 30-something undergrads stalking the hallways looking for cheap sex.
Well, that's what it is
on our
TV,
naked
though,
webcams.
Like paper chase or whatever. I guess that was less cool.
But like, and evidently this porn movie was made, if I can digress for a moment... or the idea came up because of this club on campus called Porn and Chicken, where they watch porno and eat fried chicken once a week. And they decided to make their own porno movie, to give something back, as it were.
Did they get permission from the administration? And the
I don't know. It was written about in the Yale Daily News. So there is certainly official notice of it. Porn and chicken. Anyway.
Porn and chicken. You know who you need to meet? Is our one listener, we have a listener that goes to high school somewhere in Wexford.
Is she friends with Christina Aguilera?
I assume so.
Isn't everyone in Wexford? Why?
I just wanted to reach out to her because we haven't been on the air for 6 weeks.
That's right.
She's probably been sad. And you young kids today, you live a life that is just totally alien to me. I mean, it's just like, you know, in the year 2030 and everyone's living on Mars and... teleporting and stuff, you know. I won't get that either.
I mean, I still go out and get drunk and so on with my friends. I mean,
drunk?
Yeah, I get really drunk. I mean,
no, you don't, because that would be illegal.
Okay, that's right. I don't get drunk.
Maybe you go to Canada.
I go to Canada. I drink alcohol there. Yes.
Anyway, I think we're digressing from the point of
the
show, which is all about
sex.
Yours, to be specific. So you haven't met any other webcammers because you don't
like.
No,
I don't like watching webcams.
So have you? You have been followed. You have a fan club at any rate, right? But have you been stalked in any way? Have you gotten repeat emails from anybody saying, "I must meet you. Here's some beadwork." I made an Adam suit out of the skins of my victims. I don't know.
No, not yet. I'm still waiting for that one to come in the mail.
But there is one very special, just to play off this, there's one very special listener you have.
Yes.
Kind of a, I don't want to say sugar daddy.
Oh, that's right. So you do have.
I have.
A dedicated fan.
I have, yeah. I have more than one. I mean, I have like several online boyfriends supposedly, but this is the one who sends me gifts.
Have you met anybody?
No.
Okay.
But
and these people are United States residents, or they're all around the world, or
they're all around the world. I get people from Australia, like Europe, even Africa. I've had from South Africa, different places. It's cool actually to meet them, like on ICQ, and they talk to me, and like actually sometimes they start speaking their native language, and I'm just like, no, I don't speak it. Please write me in English, and then they stop talking to me. But I really don't care. I hate ICQ.
But so this one big fan of yours sent you a...
Yes, he sent me like a... I think it was like...
a fancy pants?
Yeah, it was like $500, $500 camera.
$500 camera?
Yeah, supposedly digital camera.
And just as a gift, or were you supposed to take pictures of yourself with this camera and
take
send
pictures.
Them
files? I took pictures of myself. I sent him some. And I did a private show for him on NetMeeting. So he kind of told me some things he wanted to see, and I did them. But
why don't you tell us some of those things? Using clinical proper terminology, of course.
Like I mean,
what kinds of things would a person ask you to do for a private show? Even if it wasn't
I stick fingers where they're not supposed to go, maybe.
I think fingers are supposed to go anywhere they want to go.
Well, some things are out-holes and some things are in-holes. Well, I'm gay, so that doesn't make sense.
No, that doesn't. I was going to say that's very...
Put them in your
but
nose.
If I was straight, that would be an out-hole.
No.
Yeah,
well, so being a straight man.
You're making assumptions.
Right.
Well,
thank you, Phyllis Schlafly.
if this show is willing to acknowledge anything, it's willing to acknowledge that some straight men enjoy anal stimulation by inserting fingers into their anal sphincter. Okay, there I said it.
So
that's the perk of
it. So
it
wasn't like
about.
You dancing doing a striptease. It was much more like
it was more like me having
thingies he likes.
Solo sex. And
solo man sex. And so did he ask you to insert foreign objects into your rectum?
No. I really don't have anything that should go up there.
Mm. Wait a second. Earlier in our pre-interview, you mentioned an entire toolbox of implements of destruction you have. Right?
Well, I have a butt plug.
And you have dildos, you said.
Well, the dildos are actually the guy that I used them on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. I don't use dildos. Like that's not sanitary, I feel.
Well, but you can wash them, can't you?
Yeah, but...
Put condoms on them?
True, that would work. I don't know. I like being clean, so. But, yeah, I have a butt plug. That was a Christmas gift that I used on my boyfriend. But, I mean, I've never used it myself. I'm pretty much a top lately. So.
Well, I guess that's a good thing. Isn't that kind of a rarity in the gay community?
To be a top?
Yeah. My impression, although it's certainly.
There's men out there that say they're tops, and they're not tops. I mean, they're not tops. Some tops don't know what they're doing with their penises. But I do.
So I feel like this is I mean I pretty much am. I don't know if I've said this on the show before, but I'm pretty much a bottom by preference, and so I've always meant to interrogate a top to see, like, you know, what's in it for you, because the experience of being a bottom is actually pretty unusually pleasurable. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
It's a totally different orgasm. Like, I've done both, and being a bottom, if the guy knows how they're doing it right, that's incredible. I mean, that's just incredible. I mean, like, well, I think words can describe that feeling when you orgasm and just, like, I've never, like, there's been times I haven't even touched myself. Mm-hmm. I've been able to get off, complete the act. But being a top, though, I like the domination of it. Mm. I like being able to control the guy, throw him on his back, throw his legs in the air, take him.
Wave him like you just don't care.
Yeah.
No?
You know, just...
Do tops go to school for this? Is there like a top training school?
Top Academy?
There should be.
CCAC might have some kind of night classes.
Top Gun School?
Top Gun School.
So do you ever... So you mentioned earlier that you have, like, an affection for bondage and so forth. So do you ever do, like, scenes, as they're called? Or is it mostly, like, I'm going to tie you up and ride you like a pony?
It's hard to be, like, 19 and do a scene. People don't believe that you're actually a top. They don't feel that you're smart enough to be a dominant top. They feel like you need to go through training or something, and that you should be a slave first to understand how to do a top, which... I think if you read enough stories online, and if you're fairly smart, I think you can be a top.
I think it's more of an issue of imagination and attitude than...
I mean, I have a pretty good imagination. I've done a few crazy things. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, but it's hard to find a bottom that will trust me as being a 19-year-old to give himself to me. Like, they don't think I'm experienced enough in that area.
Hmm.
But.
Well, is it your job then as a top just push his head into the pillow and go for the gusto?
But when you're trying them online, though, it's true. You gotta, like, meet the person first. And
true.
And it's hard to find cute guys that are into bondage, like cute guys my age. You get a lot of older men that I just don't want to have sex with. But, yeah.
So I'm curious about what you just said in terms of getting your bottoms to trust you. I mean, it sounds like if the issue of trust actually comes up, you must be talking about some pretty serious play, right?
Well, I think any time you would tie someone up and do things to them, I think you should have some sort of trust. I mean, I could easily tie someone up, take their stereo system, and go back to my dorm room. I mean, that wouldn't be that hard to do. I mean, so there has to be some sort of trust.
You think of that level, yeah, true. But I just think, you know, there is some level of trust just implicit in the fact that they know where to find you, right? No. I mean, you're not a hard person to find.
Yeah, right.
But no, I understand your point.
Also, like, I mean, you don't want to hurt the person to the point, like, and everyone has their limits. And you have to, like, find out what their limit is. And you don't want to, like, I mean, like, if you're using a dildo, you have to know how much can that person take before they actually do damage. So.
Do you use, you know, stop words and so on in your play?
Not really. I think you can actually tell, like, by the look on someone's face that they want to stop. When they have that pain and agony look that says, for the love of God, please take it out.
Well, you know, some people look for that edge. Some people seek that edge. And if you take it out, that's kind of...
I know, but it's hard to find those people that actually want to go the distance. But
some of our dedicated BDSM practitioners would...
be spinning in their graves.
would say that you always have to have a stop word so that you can be sure.
Right, but I try not to do things that are too violent. I mean...
So, actually, I made a little list in our pre-interview of the things you do, the things you have done in the past. Ball gags.
Yeah.
Water sports.
Yes.
Tie paddle. I don't know what that means.
Tie people up and paddle them. And
oh, okay.
Like, wooden paddles.
Do you do out calls to the fraternities, then?
I wish. But no.
And I'm going to interrupt with this little... I have a little tangent to go on. So... It seems to me that if I were you, like if you were me and you were transported back into my tragic little past, it seems to me that you might be kind of a magnet for other kids who want to experiment but are like too shy to like act on it. Have you brought anybody out or has anybody seen you on the web and been like, you know, oh, I'm going to experiment with my sexuality or my interest in bondage or whatever. I want to get my little college butt paddled until it's
bright pink.
I've rarely done that like with someone I've met like... My boyfriend, we've done a few things that were not totally vanilla. But, I mean, I joined certain clubs that are into, like, asphyxiation, that are into bondage, urethral play, things like that.
Urethral play? You're referring to the...
You stick...
Tender little...
pee hole.
Pee hole. Yeah. Like, ooh. Catheters and things like that. That's actually a fetish out there.
Sweet.
People talk to me about what they want to do, and like I describe like past experiences, and hopefully that you know they will turn to, I won't say the dark side, but yeah, they'll turn to the dark side. But they're always too far away, like in Boston or some other nice city where I wish I was.
So this would fulfill my fantasy if it were true, but it's not true that some tragically pouty little frat boy has come to you and said, no. I have a need.
Pit frat boys, while I have slept with a few, they have a tendency to be very freaky, like very closeted.
Well, I would imagine
and,
so, right?
Yeah, especially at Pitt. The gay life there is horrible.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, you make it sound like a bed of rosy penises.
I wish. I'm a member of the gay group at Pitt, and there's like 10 active members.
Hmm.
And there's 30,000 of us on campus, like with grad students and everybody. So if 1 out of 10 people is gay or lesbian, that would be 3,000 people that are gay at Pitt, and we only get 10 of them. So
maybe they're the gayest.
The gayest. Actually, there's some really butch people that go there. But, yeah. So it's kind of disappointing at Pitt to be gay.
Huh. I would have actually expected it to have a much, much more active
gay
lesbian scene.
It's, if you go after, we have a meeting Thursday night, so I'll go to the meeting. I'll see maybe 10, 15 people there. And afterwards, I'll go to Pegasus.
Right.
And then I'll recognize, like, at least maybe 20 people from campus that I see walking around. So it's I don't know if they don't like the group, but...
Well, maybe they just think, oh, I'm not in for the politics, right? I'm in for the hot penis.
We try to be a social group.
Vagina or whatever.
Like, we have movie nights, and we're going ice skating this next meeting. So we try to have some social events so you can meet people and be more than sex.
Have you seen, speaking of which, have you seen any of Queer as Folk, the American version?
No, I'm boycotting it.
Right, well, it's not supposed to be very good from what I've heard.
I told people back home in Harrisburg that it was a lie. Pittsburgh's not like that. And not to come to Pittsburgh for the gay sex. Liberty Avenue is pathetic. But
you know, and you gotta admit, it has a great ring to it, right?
Liberty Avenue. Yeah, when I first came here, I thought, wow, Liberty Avenue. I thought, that's going to be filled with, like, you know, adult bookstores and, like, gay stores and so on. But, like, I actually went there and I was like, okay.
We have Condemnation.
Yeah, that's impressive.
A couple really sleazy porno bookstores downtown.
True. The arcades.
If you want to call in to share your thoughts and concerns with us and the listening audience, the phone number is 412-621-9728.
Or if you're on campus.
Oh, I hate, you know.
Okay, never mind.
The campus kids can figure it out anyway.
You can figure it out yourself. If you got into CMU, surely you can figure out how to use the phone.
And yet the phone ain't ringing. I'm not even sure if our producer is still in the...
Yes, he's stroking.
So
maybe part of the reason for a low turnout is the fact that Pitt is such a commuter school, too.
Yeah.
You know, not many people live on campus. And
it is spread out. I mean, we have all the neighborhoods where people live, and I mean, it is kind of maybe hard for them to come to meetings.
Hey, it sounds like we have a caller.
Well, let's not get excited. Could be
a wrong number.
Could just be the pizza guy.
Could be Ashcroft calling up again for you.
There's also some level of safety, right, to Pegasus. You go to Pegasus, you expect to see mostly people that are gay-friendly. You go to a gay meeting, you might be afraid there's other people that are paying attention. And
But my thing with Pegasus is that it's in the basement, which I feel like I'm hiding. And then the chicken hawk fence, which I totally hate.
The chicken hawk fence?
As being someone who has to go on the other side of that fence to drink, I hate it too.
Like, on underage nights.
I got to interrupt you because we have a caller in on the show. The callers always come first. Hello, caller. Thank you for calling. Did you have a question, comment, or concern to share with us?
It was just a question.
Yes, please, go ahead.
I was, so the guy with the boyfriend, what kind of stuff do y'all do? Do y'all go to other bondage stuff or threesome stuff?
We've had a threesome. The two of us sucked off a guy and... I can't say that.
We
had a relatio
event.
Event. And a public park. And we've done, like, a lot of ice cubes. He loves ice cubes. I've stuck ice cubes.
Ice Cube the rapper.
No.
Well, who doesn't, yeah.
Well, actually, that's old school. We stuck
ice. Ice tea, I mean.
Ice tea.
Vanilla ice?
Vanilla ice.
So he likes ice cubes.
He likes ice cubes up his butt.
In his butt?
Yeah.
That sounds...
It's a really weird sensation from what I understand. I lost one up there. It actually melted. I couldn't get it out in time.
I think you'd have a frostbite danger with it.
I think we have a medical responsible obligation to tell people not to try this at home, at least not with a very large ice cube.
Well, there are little ones that... He had a mini fridge that had ice cubes.
The ice cube should be no larger than a large pea, I think.
Well, they were a little bit bigger, but...
I mean, do you consider yourself an adventurous couple? I think that's probably what the caller was getting at.
Yeah, I mean, we've done wax. I've poured wax on his body, and we use a lot of massage oils, but that's just, I think everyone does that. And butt plugs. His big thing is the butt plug. He loves it. Great sex that time. But he totally enjoys anything with his butt. I don't know why I can say on radio, so.
You can say butt.
Okay.
But the meat of the caller's question, if I can put words in the caller's question, what was the caller's question? It was something about threesomes and bondage. I mean,
we're open to threesomes. He really wants to have another one. I'm always open to threesomes. It's just the way I am. It was hard to get him started, but now that he already had the first one, he wants to try more. I'm not sure if he's going to be open to bondage with other people. Like, I think he likes to keep that. He comes from a very, like, strong... His mother's Jewish, his father's Catholic, so he comes from a very religious background. So he likes to keep some things behind closed doors. So I'm not sure if we'll get bondage threesomes and so on, but we will have future threesomes, I know.
But do you, like, tie him up and...
Yeah, I tie him up. I have man sex with him tied up. I want to say the other word, but...
No, I like man sex. I mean,
man sex makes me giggle.
But we've kind of left the collar out of this conversation, haven't we? Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if that addressed your question or not. Did you have another question or a follow-up?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. And thank you for calling in. If there are other callers who would like to call in, the phone number remains 621-9728. I would like you to go into a little bit more detail about this incident in the park. How did this actually come about? You were walking along with your boyfriend, admiring the fauna. And
we were really bored, so we went to something romantic. it was supposed to be the day for the two of us. And he kept mentioning other ex-people he was with. And so I took him for a walk in the park. And we walked around, and he wanted to see some of the gay hangouts. So I took him up to the one. And we were just walking around. It was actually fun. It's amazing when people just drive around and, like, they make U-turns and drive back around. All the gas that is wasted there. I'm going to open a gas station right outside there so that I can, like, make a ton of money. But
it could power California for days.
It's incredible. And we saw a few people having sex in the woods. So we went down to watch them. And... two old men followed us down there. That was gross. So we came back out, and we saw this really cute guy.
It's very ageist of you.
Exactly.
Know.
I mean,
old men have needs too.
They were 70.
You'll be old. You know,
God hope you should get to 70.
I've done up to 40 something year olds.
Every human being has a right to feel sensual. We have a caller though, so I will interrupt my own dressing down of you. And welcome to the Call of the Air. Did you have a question, comment, or concern to share with us and the listeners?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes.
I'm just so happy to, you know, be on your show here and ask this question. I was thinking, you know, Oakland doesn't really have very many gay establishments. I was wondering, do you think there'd be a real business opportunity, you know, to open a gay establishment where there was a lot of S&M happening in Oakland, you know, like somewhere just around the Cathedral of Learning, say, or something?
Well, there used to be a gay bar in Oakland. It closed 2 or 3 years ago. I believe it was primarily lesbian, but it was on Atwood Street near where that Korean restaurant is.
Was it near the Mexican place?
No, it was much closer to Forbes.
Well, there's one where the Decade was, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't the place that went in after the Decade?
I think it's some incarnation, yeah. There was also a lesbian club. So I think it's been tried, but you'd think, yeah, with like...
Well, there's still
I think it's maybe a little sleazier
open.
Or something.
Sorry, what?
So maybe a little sleazier some way than
More S&M-ish?
Yeah. You know, kind of appeal to the college crowd. You know, maybe have like a tattoo place somewhere in it or something.
Are you applying to the show for a small business grant, or
that's
turn the question around and ask why you, caller, haven't taken this great business idea and just implemented it yourself.
Well, you know, I tried, you know, applying to the Small Business Administration for a loan, but you know, Ashcroft, you know, kibosh to that.
Yeah, I think the next 4 years are going to be pretty frosty for the S&M and tattoo parlor industry.
Although, according to a recent Harper's Index, the percentage of, they said, it was, what is it, percentage of people who consider themselves to be, of registered Democrats who consider S&M to be an extreme lifestyle was some, you know, or, no, considered S&M to be acceptable was something like 3%. The number of registered Republicans, it was like 12%. So, all those deeply repressed, in-control Republicans need to get tied up and shown who's daddy. So maybe that's your funding source.
Huh.
You just got to find yourself.
But maybe I should put, rather than putting the gay S&M bar parlor in Oakland, I should put it in Fox Chapel.
Exactly. Maybe Moon Township. Get some of those nice suburban daddies in there for the spankings they so richly deserve.
And give it a Republican theme, you know, pictures of George Bush and.
Oh, God.
Okay, so Colin, thank you so much for calling. Did you have another follow-up question? Because I have to get to the meat of my
Thank you for helping with my business plan. I'm very happy.
Good luck.
Okay, bye.
If you have other callers want to call in, 621-9728 is the phone number. So there you are. You're with your boyfriend. You see these 70-year-old men having sex. That grosses you out because you have a corrupt
My grandfather's morals. 70 years old, and somehow I relate to old men having sex. I don't know.
Well, we'll have to punish you later because, you know, every human being deserves to be happy and to have sexual pleasure.
Except
for George Bush.
Yeah, true.
So there you were. That grossed you out, but you followed them anyway out of a sense of
perverse longing.
Maybe. Some hidden fetish
I
have.
That?
Chapstick?
You're putting chapstick on your arm?
Well, I have, like, this dry spot on my arm, and I've been scratching it, so I figured I will moisturize. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done this.
You've seen the chat. There's, like, Colleen from Survivor is doing some kind of lip balm commercial.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. This is Burt's Bees. Beeswax lip balm.
Okay. So you follow these old guys into the park.
Right.
And?
We run into this really cute guy. Nice body, cute face. We later found out that he had a nice penis.
How old is he? 19?
I'd go for, like, somewhere under 23.
Mm.
So 18, 23. My boyfriend and I were making out and so on by these trees, kind of acting secretive like we were playing around. The guy whipped out his penis. We kind of walked over to him, played with it a little bit, and then we both performed fellatio.
So when was this? Was it recently?
Not this past weekend, but the weekend before.
So it's pretty cold out, right?
It was one of those warm days, actually.
Okay, because speaking personally, like, nothing would literally and figuratively toss cold water onto my fevered imagination than, like, below zero frosty wind whipping all over my trouser snake. Sorry. I don't know.
Well, my boyfriend and I, we didn't.
So it was a warm weekend,
Yeah, my boyfriend and I didn't really get ejaculate or anything. We were more interested in the guy, and we just performed fellatio on him, and he got off, and we had fun.
And then he just pack up and leave when he was done?
Yeah. And then we went and had supper.
So. What'd you have?
I can't remember, actually. I think we went to Pitt Campus to one of the eateries. Since of my awful meal plan, I had to get food.
Supper saying you went and had supper kind of betrays your South Central Pennsylvania origins.
Dinner. Sorry. I had dinner that night.
So it's my responsibility to remind our listeners that having sex in a public park is illegal, and if the police catch you,
and a health hazard.
They'll be very rude to you, and you'll get excited, and it'll just suck.
Just ask Cordell. Sorry.
But so psychologically, what happens after something like this? And did you want to, like, see this person again? Did you ask for phone numbers?
No.
Did you be like,
did you give him your webcam address?
No. We really didn't talk to the guy. I know better than not to. My boyfriend, he was kind of drawn to the guy. He thought the guy was really cute. And we went to do it again with a guy. This was how we pictured our first threesome. We pictured it more in a private setting, you know, with a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. But my boyfriend was kind of jealous for the time. He wasn't sure what to think about me. He thought I was hogging the penis for a while. And I thought he was hogging the penis, so we had a little bit of jealousy issues. That lasted about 10 minutes, and we got over it, and then we decided to do it again sometime. And then we had a lot of fun, and we told all of our friends.
Maybe you should have a foursome with the fourth person just with a stopwatch kind of thing.
And we could
switch.
And see who lasted longer.
So you've had your 10 seconds.
It's a kind of timeshare.
The worst part was, like, actually, what got me was my boyfriend wanted to have the guy ejaculate in his mouth. He's into that. Mm. And I would not have wanted him to do that. So towards the end, I was hogging it more. So that didn't happen. Because that's something that my boyfriend and I do that I want to keep between us and not do with everyone else.
Also, presumably, I mean, I hate to be the old...
Right.
The old guy who's totally stoned on Percodan talking about health issues. But, I mean, you must be a little bit worried about venereal disease and AIDS and so on.
Oh, yeah.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, for the longest time, we were having man sex with a condom. It wasn't until... about 2 weeks ago that we stopped with that and have completed the act without a condom. But man, sex. I am sorry. If you came up with a better term,
I like it.
Please
no,
tell
like
me.
It. Every time you say it, it gives me a little bit of a kind of a little
prostate
thrill.
Twitch.
I feel like I'm so young when I say it. Like man, sex. Like.
Well, that's what's so appealing about it. Just coming out of your innocent little mouth, such your trash talking, is intriguing. So we only have a few minutes left, and I wanted to get to the thing that I thought was most interesting about our pre-interview was your descent into the macabre, which is you did a little asphyxiation play with
yes.
one of your somebody.
Tricks.
I don't know what it was.
More tricks.
And so. But, you know, that's so tell me a little bit of that. I mean, I understand that it's both interesting and...
We were talking about for, like, while we were fooling around, we were talking about it. It just came up that we tried on each other a little bit. I choked him for a little bit. He would choke me for a little bit. And he decided he wanted to go a little bit farther. So I put my hands on his neck, and I was able to cut off his air. He passed out. His eyes rolled back, which freaked me out. And he started having, like, what was I thought was seizures. I didn't know what to do. I was totally scared. It was kind of a kick, though. I mean, it was. It was a real power trip for me, and, I mean, he enjoyed it, too, he said later.
How long did this grand mal seizure last?
I think an hour, actually. It only lasted maybe, like, 10 to 15 seconds. But it felt like a really long time because, I mean, this guy's here having a seizure.
You're trying to figure out how to, like, dump him in the street so
I know,
the cops
really.
Never trace him back to you.
I got
to
drag him out now and dump him in the river.
So I absolutely have to warn all our listeners never, ever to try this because you'll probably end up dead and then, it'll, you know, you'll blame us. So seriously, don't try this at home. It's extremely dangerous, et cetera.
Although hot.
Very hot.
You know.
So he regained so consciousness.
Now. Yeah, he regained consciousness and we had man sex after that. And so
hot
man sex. It was very hot because it was a real turn on.
You said when he woke earlier, again, just to prompt you, he said when he woke up, he was disoriented.
He was very disoriented. He couldn't remember at first, like, who I was, what was going on, how he got there.
Why you had just choked him.
Why I just choked him.
Why you were standing there naked.
Yeah. Straddling his chest or something. But, and then it finally dawned on him what was going on, and we were good, and then we had the man sex. We were all happy.
Well, I think, if anything, that's a great way to end the show, right? We have 20 seconds left.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Okay.
I've been reading
I just
time.
Thought happy man sex is a good way to
I've been
out.
Telling time ever since third grade, and it's like it's a couple minutes. What did our producer say?
Oh, give me looks like we've got a man call.
It could be a woman call. You don't know.
So
have you wanted to pursue this again? Have you wanted to do a little
yes.
bit more?
I want to go far, like, not farther, but like...
Yeah, I don't know what you don't want to go farther.
Yeah, I want to do different scenes and so on.
I mean, this has got to be the kind of thing. I mean, seriously, I mean, you know, having sex in the park, okay, you know, a victimless crime. But if you, like, you know, strangle somebody and they die, you know, that's going to be totally horrible, right?
That's going to ruin your life, don't you think?
I'm the CPR.
Yeah, I mean, don't you? I mean, you would need a respirator. You would need, like,
well,
oxygen tanks. You would need, like...
I'm not saying I want to go farther. I want to...
Oh, see, we asked you to, you know, you're going to get some serious...
You got me nervous.
Spanking.
You got me scared. I want to start different settings, scenes with it, and so on.
We all get quiet as our producer tries to communicate with us.
It's about time to end. His boyfriend doesn't
like long, I believe. Okay, let's do it really quickly.
This can
special
be
message
really
to your boyfriend.
Or maybe not.
Your boyfriend. Or maybe just one of... Maybe my boyfriend.
Maybe
my boyfriend is another radio station.
Maybe one of your... Well, we do broadcast over the web.
Oh, I'm scared now.
Well, it may not be him. So.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
This is Radio Gold right now.
This could be one of his webcam boyfriends.
Hopefully.
Right. Adam, this is your mother.
This could be just. This could be just
she lives nowhere near here.
This could be just a Percodan.
Like I said, we broadcast over the web.
Hello, caller.
Hi.
Is this...
This is,
who?
Do we know who this is?
Hello?
Adam.
Yeah?
We had buffet after the park. We went to the seaside.
He said you had buffet after the park.
Okay, yeah.
Was that like a man buffet? A man buffet?
Wait, what college did you go to?
Point Park.
Okay, yeah, you're my boyfriend. Well, I wasn't sure, honey. I couldn't remember your voice. It sounds a little different when it's coming out.
Everyone's been coming in the room because you wouldn't tell me the radio station.
Are you kidding? Did you listen to the entire show?
Huh?
Did you listen to the entire show?
About 30 minutes of it.
Oh, thank God.
It's all archived on the web at sextalk. Oh, I've been hit. WRCT.org.
Did you say sextalk.wrct.org?
Oh, for the love of God.
I think it was sextalk.wrct.org.
I love you, honey.
It's been archived in MP3 and real audio format for eternity, I believe.
Was it good for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Actually, I hate to smack you all down. We have to go because we're impinging the next person's time slot. I'm going to ask you one question, Adam. Do you know the color of your boyfriend's eyes?
They're brown, aren't they?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Painful.
What color are your eyes, son?
Brown.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm good. I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay, on that beautiful note, I love you. We love all of our listeners. Keep the following things in mind. Do not choke other people. You could hurt them. And
do not swallow.
Do not swallow.
Ice the size of pee is wrong.
Ice the size of pee. Public sex is wrong. Have a good time.
Don't stalk webcam.
Code words when you're using bondage.
Exactly.
Stop words.
Okay, gotta go. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for calling in. Tune in next week, same time, Tuesday at 11. Goodbye. Good night.
Night.
Good
morning.
Bye. What's happening?